Walk into Sitka's Hames Center these days, and you're more likely to see brooms and dustpans than basketballs and gym shoes.
We're trying to get this place to look really great and clean.
Judy Lehman is hard at work near the pool door, sweeping the lobby.
The floor is kind of a mess right now, and it's dirty, and there's crud all over, but we're going to get it all cleaned up, and this place is going to look gorgeous, probably the best it's ever looked.
Hames was run by the city from November 2007 until this past October, when voters rejected a ballot measure to buy the building. It is among the parts of Sheldon Jackson College's core campus that will be officially acquired by the Sitka Fine Arts Camp on February 1st. And during the times the camp is not in session, Hames will be open to the community. But before that happens, it needs some work. Not far from where Lehman is sweeping, Cindy Edwards and Brant Brantman stand in front of a big whiteboard. On one side, a list of projects marked now.
A dump run, check out the vacuums, make them work, assemble the glass case doors in the assembly here, clean black scuffs off the wall.
And a list marked adopt a project. Those are more complicated things, like researching a big divider curtain for the gym, repairing ping pong tables, even setting the clocks.
What an idea. Synchronize clocks in a building like this. So we're looking for someone to come and synchronize all the clocks and make sure that they're all running well and pop new batteries in. And
I think there's an ordinance against synchronized clocks in a gym. Have you ever been in a gym with synchronized clocks?
Edwards calls the repair plans classy salvage, trying to assemble a good-looking center from used materials that just need a little care. But some things need a lot of care. Maybe the biggest open space at Hames is the gym. The floor here is warped, and as I'm walking across it right now, I can feel where it bubbles and dips, and you can see it in the paint on the basketball court. That's from years of moisture, coming from a leaky roof, leaky pipes, and from the ground. Work on repairing that is underway right now, and includes flooring experts, plumbers, construction workers, and more. Volunteers, like Kim Allred, can handle the simpler but no less important tasks, like hanging a repaired basketball hoop. You a basketball player?
No. I was described as looking like Herman Munster when I played at one time, so no.
Allred visited Hames 3 to 4 times a week, mostly to lift weights. He says the center's closure last year was depressing.
Been a long winter so far. 2 weeks ago to hear that these guys were going to start to try to get this place open, just good sign, encouraging. And I thought, well, if I can do anything I can do to help, I'm going to do it. So consequently, here I am today.
He's not alone. A book in the lobby that logs volunteer hours has pages and pages of names. All of them people who have walked in the door in the last few days to help out where they could. So Allred is a new set of hands, but for Grace Brooks, this work comes after years of effort to secure a future for the building. Brooks was part of the Hames Task Force, which supported the measure to have the city buy the building. Right now she's washing the big metal doors that open onto a hallway next to the gym. After they're washed, she says they'll be painted.
And see all the furniture we have, so it's going to be a nice hangout place now in the lobby. We're even going to have Wi-Fi.
Your face, when you talk about this, glows.
I know. It's like, you know, I came here Sunday just for a meeting at 9:30. I left at 5. I had no intention of doing that, but the energy and the enthusiasm around here, you pick up on it and you want to be a part of it.
So she scrubs and she sweeps and sometimes she even makes soup to feed the volunteers, fully aware that there's a lot of work to do, but hoping that when it's done, they will have more than a community center.
It's a community. I mean, this is really the people. This is the best solution there could have been for Hames, I think. And, you know, I worked on Hames for years. And this is just the ideal solution because it's really the people taking ownership. And, you know, every day you come here, the parking lot has so many cars, you'd think the gym was open. And it's just people here working. It's incredible. Yeah, I love it.
Brantman, who is among those leading the effort to reopen the building, hopes to have it at least partially ready for the public by February 1st. He says they're raising funds and building a membership base again, and hoping for an official grand reopening in the summer. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.